Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report. For this April 28th, 2025, I have your host James J. Maloff here and welcoming into the studio some of our friends from the Port Edwards School District we have in. And I'll let you guys introduce yourselves and your title so the audience can put a voice to the name. James, start with you.
Good morning, James. Thank you for having us in today. This is Jim Bina. I'm the Port Edwards School District Administrator and Ed Hoyer Elementary School Principal.
Jim, good to see you again. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Emily Anderson. I am the 5th through 12th grade band director at Port Edwards.
Emily, great to meet you. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. We'll be putting you on the spot. I mean, asking you questions in a moment, But Jim, if you don't mind, I wanted to start with you. And you've got a number of things we wanted to touch on today. Can we start with the HOSA Club State Conference? That sounded really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, James. And again, thank you for having us in Port Edwards Schools. I am always excited to share the good things happening in Port Edwards. We are a hidden gem here in central Wisconsin. We have so many outstanding things happening in our small school district that you oftentimes only find in medium-sized schools and large schools, but we do them here in Port Edwards because we take so much pride in our school district. The HOSA Club. HOSA Club is in its first year here in at John Edwards High School. It was started by high school nurse Katie Bortz. HOSA, in case our listeners haven't heard about it, it was an organization originally founded in 1978. The purpose of HOSA, it is a future health professionals organization. It helps those that want to go into nursing, dentistry, any of the supportive areas of health. It helps them to become leaders in the global community through education, collaboration, and experience.
With I can remember hearing about HOSA before and everything, and thinking similar things to hearing you talk about it right there. The opportunity in so much of what we're going to talk about today, and really in general when we talk to our public schools, is this: what can we spark in a young mind? You know, there's no idea, especially when it comes to kids. If you think you know what they like, wait 5 minutes. It's probably going to change, and that's cool. That's part of being a kid. But every once in a while, there's something that happens. And a spark happens, and you just never know where that could be. And every one of the industries you mentioned there and things you were talking about there are certainly industries that could always use great young minds. So that's a great part of this to begin with. But the fun and the camaraderie, so many things that come about with this organization is a big key part of it too, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. It's right now we have all young ladies in the program, and I've had an opportunity to see them working at fundraisers and see photos of them at the state conference. And as you mentioned, the camaraderie is great. They're having a great time. One of the things we want to do, in addition to sparking interest, James, is we want to create career pathways for our students. So oftentimes, an adolescent or a teenager, they may go to an industry or a store or a work site and say, wow, this is really cool. I could see myself doing this 10 years from now when I'm in my 20s. How do we get them from being age 15 to age 25 actually into that industry? The HOSA Club is one of those pathways or one of those conduits. The HOSA Club, when they went to state, they went to the state conference at the Kalahari Resort in early April. They got to meet hospital representatives and clinic representatives and dental representatives. People are actually in the career already or in the profession, and they were able to learn how to, you know, what is my path? Where do I have to go to school for these things? How do I get from age 15 to age 25 and into this profession?
And having people that not only in the industry but care about the industry, being able to explain this to them, could not only make that spark even in, you know, more stronger, or help them figure out other things that they might want to do. It's such a great thing. And then again, of course, the camaraderie and so many other things that come of this is a great opportunity for kids. Thank you for telling us about that. That's really good.
Absolutely.
We have some upcoming spring events in the district as well we wanted to touch on.
Sure, absolutely. Couple of fun things that are taking place, a couple of things that are of note. We have our high school variety show that will be May 23rd at 7 o'clock. That is a Friday night at the Dorothy Alexander Auditorium. The high school variety show is a staple in Port Edwards. It has been going on for decades. High school students are able to sign up and share their talents. It's our little Port Edwards version of America's Got Talent.
Yes.
So you will see everything from stand-up comedy to musical performances to dramatic performances. It is just a great night of entertainment. People don't have to travel far and spend a lot of money to see great talent. They can come to the Dorothy Alexander Auditorium at Port Edwards High School, May 23rd at 7 o'clock.
So this is open to the public?
It is open to the public.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to say something real quick, too, that the whole reason I'm in this chair right now is basically because of these kind of things in grade schools. When I first moved to this area, I had a real tough time making friends and really getting out of my own, you know, comfort zones and all of that. But I wanted, since I was 7 years old, to be an actor, and I was going to push myself to do it. And Mr. Hoodeveld suggests that, you try out for the sixth grade play and the talent show, or sixth grade talent show and everything. I had no idea what I was going to do because I don't have a whole lot of talents. So I went up there and tried to do a comedy special in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. It didn't end well, guys. Didn't go great. But it was such a powerful and great experience for me. I can literally, as you're talking about it, Jim, imagine being back there in Washington School in the Dome and everything. Mm-hmm. One of the values and reasons I could say I'm in this chair because of that experience is not because everything went swimmingly and it went great. It was a real life experience. Some of it was good, some of it was bad. But I got experience talking in front of people. Mm-hmm. And the more and more I got of that as I went into high school and took debate or any of these other things, it built me to where one day I felt that much more confident and comfortable talking to people. And I'm not talking about acting or radio. I mean, just day-to-day life when I was working construction or working the front desk at the hotels I worked at or something. Mm-hmm. I felt that much more comfortable talking in front of people, talking to people, because, again, wasn't very good at that when I was young. This really set the stage for me, really got me on a path of being able to work more and more with the public, which no matter what these kids do in life, they're going to want more and more of those skill sets, that speaking in front of people or just speaking with people or anything. There's so many advantages to these four kids, along with just having fun and enjoying yourself and seeing these kids go up there. There is no such thing as a bad show involving kids. It does not exist. Every element of it is fun, especially when things are going right or wrong. It could be fun for either reason. This is going to be a great one. What is the date of that again, Jim?
Sure. That is Friday, May 23rd at 7 o'clock.
Make sure to make plans for that, everybody. That's going to be a great
awesome.
One. And when you take these in, you're supporting these kids. You're building their confidence up. You're investing in our future, really, is what you're doing, just by taking in a fun variety show.
Absolutely. And James, your personal story, you couldn't have said it any better than the way you did. It gives kids confidence. It gives them a vision for who they want to be. It makes them stand a little taller. It makes them feel good about their school experience. And also, I just want to echo what you said. There's no such thing as a bad kids. There just isn't. It's just watching them perform and seeing the confidence. You can literally see their confidence build as they're on stage performing. And Emily is going to share in just a few moments with us, some of the great things happening in our music department at school, too. So, May 23rd, our variety show at John Edwards High School, 7 o'clock. Really encourage anyone to come out and watch that.
Jim, just a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. The Do-Gooder Wisconsin Challenge. I wanted to take a moment to talk about what this is, especially for anybody that may have not heard about it.
Sure, absolutely. The Do-Good Wisconsin program is a program that was founded by a couple of gentlemen a few years ago. And if you look them up on Google, like we all do, their mission is to foster a culture of kindness, giving, and philanthropy throughout Wisconsin. It doesn't get much better than that, James. So one of our elementary teachers, Ms. Jennifer Johnson, thank you so much, Ms. Johnson. She teamed up with our Port Edwards Parent Organization to do the Do Good Wisconsin Cereal Box Challenge. And in February and March, at Hoyer Elementary School, students collected over 500 boxes of cereal for our area food pantries. And not only were they doing good by collecting cereal, the Do Good Wisconsin program put a fun twist on it. They have a contest where you could make the most creative music video. And so our parents, they lined up the 500 boxes of cereal out the front sidewalk. It snaked into the hallway through the gym. and they put some fun music to it, and we had kids doing cartwheels over the cereal boxes as they toppled over, and they submitted this very awesome music video, and we earned fourth place in the state of Wisconsin for most creative music video.
That's awesome.
It was very cool. So last Friday, the Do Good Wisconsin co-founder, Eric Salzwedel, visited Ed Hoyer Elementary School. We had a school-wide assembly, and he presented a trophy to the school for this fourth place finish. So hats off once again to Ms. Jenny Johnson and the Port Edwards Parent Organization for, you know, just giving us a shot of energy in February and March as we're working through kind of that quiet time of winter, something fun to look forward to each day. It just gave us a shot of energy in our school. So it was a very cool thing while helping others.
Those brains are sponges, and they're taking all this in, just like I was talking about the laughter, the applause they get from performing or anything like that. Doing these kind of things are more and more examples of not only getting those brains to realize what it is to add to your community, be a part of a community, help a community, but also seeing adults doing that. And those brains taking that in and seeing teachers, their parents, their guardians, anybody else, this is what an adult does. This is what they, and just more and more opportunities for that, along with, of course, the good that they're able to raise and do with a program like this.
Mm-hmm. Very well said, James. You know, watching our parents walk in with their bags of cereal and the kids are smiling as they're helping their parents unload them. You're right. They are sponges. They're leaving those positive imprints on our children. So it was a really, really cool program for about 3 weeks there.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate all the time and the updates there. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
And appreciate you also bringing Emily. And I wanted to talk to you. I love talking. Obviously, I love talking theater or music or any of these things. So not too surprising there. But Emily, and I keep wanting to say Miss Anderson. I have to tell you that right away.
I mean,
know
that's
what
my name. I'm Miss Anderson. It's
true.
So that's
true.
Okay too.
But I really appreciate you being here. And there's a couple of things we wanted to talk about with you now. December 2025, there was participation in the Pearl Harbor Parade. Can you touch on that a little bit?
There will be, yes.
Oh, there will be. I'm sorry, there will be.
Upcoming December, the Port Edwards High School Band is combining with the Lincoln High School Band, and we will be flying out to Hawaii, Oahu. We'll be staying at Waikiki Beach. They're going to experience all the fun things Hawaiian, but we also will be marching in the Pearl Harbor Parade. It's really exciting because this year is the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. So that'll be a great thing for our students to experience. Of course, they'll experience Pearl Harbor. We also will be doing two other performances along with the parade. We will be doing a masked band performance with every other school that comes from the nation out to Hawaii. And then we will also be doing our own Just Lincoln and Port Edwards performance as well.
Very cool. I can only imagine you're going to need a DJ for this. So I guess I'd go.
Twist
your arm,
James.
Twist your arm. In all seriousness, everything I've been saying before about this, the brains being sponges or the things that they take in and they pick up from us as adults and everything, that is a real is our job as adults doing these things. An act like this, it's certainly going to be a memorable experience for them for many, many reasons. But one of the ones that will hopefully and certainly hit home is doing something like this and anything involving our soldiers, our military, any chance to be able to bring them lightness, a smile, and certainly noticing them, represent, you know, being a part of things with them. It goes very far, too. It's interesting you were talking about this, and I immediately thought of a story my papa told me when I was a kid when he was stationed over in Hawaii, and just in what it meant to him and the impact. And it wasn't anything like this, but he could talk about it like it had happened yesterday. These actions, these performances, anything you want to say, really goes a long way for them.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the kids to be able to, you know, honor our veterans in this way, and it'll just be something. Of course, we do Memorial Day and things like that, but this will just be a whole nother level that they'll get to experience. And I think we've never done something combined with Lincoln, so I'm really excited to pull our schools together. You know, we're not really rivals because we're not in the same conference, but it's nice to be able to connect and have kind of cross those bridges with them. Each other.
Well, and that sounds like a really fun opportunity for not only the kids, but for you as music teachers as well, to be able to kind of talk a little bit more.
Yes, I've been able to connect with Jean Olson, who is a fabulous band director. She has already given me so many tips. I am a young teacher, so she has been very helpful. And we're also, as a way to kind of prepare for Hawaii, we're going to combine together to march in the Cranberry Parade, the Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's really cool. That's a good
exciting
one.
Exciting things.
And you do have some upcoming spring concerts wanted to touch on as well.
We do. Spring is like the busiest time ever for a music department, so I could rattle off probably a dozen events, but we'll just list the most exciting ones. Upcoming this weekend is State Solo Ensemble. So between the choir department and I, we have 16 students that are going to attend the state at the state level. So what they had to do is they performed in the hardest category, and then they had to receive the highest rating in order to go on to the next level. So to have 16 students in such a small school district is, they're really high numbers.
That's
so
impressive.
We're very excited. We have a mallet quartet. We have a ton of vocalists going. We have a trumpet trio that's going to perform. So we're excited to see that. So if you have any free time on Saturday, May 3rd, you want to head over to UW-Stevens Point, check out any students from the local area that are performing at the highest level. It'll be a great day.
Yeah, make sure to mark that in your calendars, everybody.
May 3rd.
We'll be mentioning it on our morning show. Make sure that they get a good crowd for that one. And all these events we've been talking about today, we'll be mentioning in our morning show, reminding everybody about them.
Yeah, we also have two concerts that I want to promote. We have our choir concert that's coming up on Tuesday, May 6th. That'll be at 6:30 in the auditorium.
Dorothy Alexander.
Yes, thank you. The auditorium. Dorothy Alexander Auditorium. That'll be at 6:30 for the choir concert. That's their alumni concert. So if you are an alumni of Port Edwards and used to sing in the choir, you're welcome to come back and sing on the very last song with them. We also have our final band concert, which will be Monday, May 12th at 6:30 as well. And we have our masked combined band at the very end, so I'll have all 6th through 12th graders performing at the same time. One song, Rock Lobster, you're not going to want to miss
it. Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be a good one. So that'll be, yes, May 12th at 6:30.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Wanted to mention just a couple of other things, Emily, before we let you go. You have a Six Flags trip that we wanted to mention.
We do. So again, we're combining with choir. I'm so glad that we get to do so many combined things as a department, and we will be driving down on May 16th to Gurnee, Illinois. We will perform that night. We'll get rated and we will get scored against other schools in the area and the greater Wisconsin and Illinois area, so that's really exciting. And then we'll go to Rainforest Cafe. We're gonna go, of course, the Six Flags, and the kids are excited about Golden Corral for some reason. But of course, they'll spend the whole day having fun at Six Flags as well. So that's a great opportunity for us. And we'd like to thank PEEF, the Port Edwards Educational Foundation, for sponsoring this as well. They sponsored a big portion of it.
You know, and I'm not sure if the audience has picked it up or not, but there's been kind of an underlying theme with so much of what we talked about today, with the not only these kids getting an opportunity, whether it's music or it's some of the other programs we've talked about, certainly an opportunity to do the things we've talked about, we've mentioned as far as experiences and the reps that they are building, whether it's working with people or talking in front of people or anything. The traveling that is involved in going on so much is so great for kids. I think that I could easily say, you know, well, in a rural area, it becomes much more important. When I was in Chicago, it was just as important. I mean, it doesn't really matter where you're from, especially when you're that age. And as big as the world is and can be nowadays, you're still, at a young mind, you're not looking at it that way. And the getting these world experiences, just another positive to all of this. Thank you so much for all of that, Emily. I did have one other thing I wanted to ask you about, because you have something really cool going on with the community band.
Yeah, so if you've been excited about all the things that we've been talking about, and you're like, wow, I miss playing my instrument. You know, I used to play in high school, or maybe you've started learning recently and you're interested in joining a community band. Some community bands can be really intimidating, because what they do is they'll have one rehearsal and then one performance, and then that's it. But here at Port Edwards, we have started a new community band last summer where we will rehearse Monday nights from 6 to 7:30, and we have about 7 or 8 rehearsals, and then we will have just one performance. So if you're looking for something that's a little more laid back, maybe a little easier music, because you're like, wow, I really haven't played that instrument in a while, but I want to pick it back up. Find us on Facebook at the Port Edwards School District. We have a link to sign up to the Port Edwards Community Band. You can reach out to me, Emily Anderson, if you can find my email online. It's on our school district website, and I will be glad to get you in touch and get you set up with whatever it is to be successful and maybe dusting back off that clarinet or that flute or whatever it may be.
Jim, she's good. She's really good at it. She came in here telling us she hadn't done this in a long time and everything. She just knocked it out the park, man.
She's a natural, James.
She really is. She's really great. Is. Mm-hmm. You took care of the last questions I had, even, Emily. That's how good you are. Nicely done. Thank you again so much for of being course. Here, putting
Thank
up with
for
our
having
questions.
Us.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to come back. You're definitely going to have to come back. Jim's definitely going to have to come back. Always love talking with you guys and talking about the Port Edwards area in general. Jim, if people do have follow-up questions, how can they reach you?
Sure. I'm going to share that with you in just a minute, James, but I want to just take a moment and, give props to Emily for all the great work that she does with her instrumental program. You've just heard it over the last 5 to 10 minutes, all the phenomenal things that are happening in a small school district. And I call our music department at the high school level the dynamic duo. There, I challenge anyone to find a better instrumental and choral teacher than Emily Anderson and Tammy Prochesky. Mm-hmm. They are phenomenal. They work together on so many of these programs, the Six Flags. They travel with kids all over the state, internationally. They just do an amazing job. They bring incredible energy. Their skill is amazing. We have the best two instrumental and choral teachers in the state in one department. So we are so fortunate in Port Edwards to have those. So we're very thankful for them.
I always say I love my job. I love teaching in Port Edwards. When I was told about this interview, I was like, okay, it's a small school. You know, I'll check it out. I was not expecting the amount of support and kindness and just the welcoming community that is Port Edwards. I just never would have imagined it to grow into something like this. So I am very thankful for my job, and I'm very thankful for the people and the students that I work with.
Right on. Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you for that. Jim, again, if people did have follow-up questions, how could they get a hold of you?
Sure. If you have any questions about anything you've heard today or would like to hear more about our great school district in Port Edwards, feel free to give me a call anytime. Again, Jim Bean, my number is 715-887-9000, extension 303, and I look forward to hearing from our public.
And make sure to reach out right away, everybody, if you have any questions or anything. And again, both of you, thank you so much for what you do in our communities and hanging out with me today in our audience. We appreciate you.
Thank you, James. It was great catching up with you.
And be on the lookout for more Rapids Report, everybody. It streams Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock. You can catch new episodes and, of course, catch up on old episodes at civicmedia.us or WFHR.com. We'll be back with more right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.